Proverbs chapter 21. The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of Yahweh. He turns it wherever he pleases. Every person's way is right in his own eyes, but it is Yahweh who weighs the hearts. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to Yahweh than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, are sin. The plans of the diligent lead only to prosperity, but everyone who acts too quickly comes only to poverty. Acquiring treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare. The violence of the wicked will drag them away, for they refuse to do what is just. The way of a guilty person is crooked, but the one who is pure does what is right. It is better to live on a corner of the roof than in a house shared with a quarrelsome wife. The appetite of the wicked craves evil. His neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. When the mocker is punished, the naive become wise, and when the wise person is instructed, he lays hold of knowledge. The righteous person watches the house of the wicked person. He brings wicked people to disaster. The one who shuts his ears to the cry of the poor, he also will cry out, but he will not be answered. A gift in secret appeases anger, and a concealed gift appeases strong wrath. When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous person, but it brings terror to workers of iniquity. The one who wanders from the way of understanding, he will rest in the assembly of the dead. Whoever loves pleasure will become poor. The one who loves wine and oil will not be rich. A wicked person is ransom for the righteous, and the treacherous person is ransom for the upright. It is better to live in the desert than with a quarreling and angry wife. Desirable treasure and oil are kept in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish person swallows it all up. The one who does right and is kind, this person finds life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scales the city of the mighty ones, and he brings down the stronghold in which they trusted. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps himself out of trouble. The proud and haughty person, mocker is his name, acts with arrogant pride. The desire of the lazy person kills him, for his hands refuse to work. All day long he craves and craves more, but the righteous person gives and does not hold back. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. It is even more detestable when he brings it with evil motives. A false witness will perish, but the one who listens will speak for all time. A wicked man makes his face hard, but the upright is certain about his ways. There is no wisdom, there is no understanding, and there is no advice that can stand against Yahweh. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to Yahweh.